This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, yesterday we talked with United Soybean Board member and also Iowa farmer Rob Ewalt, talking about the challenges and opportunities that the USB is looking at in 2025. And we know it's going to take an interesting combination of marketing and driving demand, both here and abroad. We'll focus on the benefits of the soybean checkoff coming up next.
As the world's markets change, so does the future of Iowa's soybean crop. The Iowa Soybean Association invites you to the Farm Forward event on Monday, February 3rd in Des Moines. Hear from experts about the evolving landscape of the soybean industry and how global and domestic shifts will impact your farm in the years ahead. Stay informed, make smart decisions, and position your operation for success. Register today at iasoybeans.com.
Yesterday, we talked about the importance of growing demand for U.S. soybeans abroad. We also need to make sure we're increasing demand here at home by using innovation. And while innovation's always been a large part of the United Soybean Board's plan to increase demand, it's a front burner issue here this year.
We have some great opportunities domestically on the soybeans and demand, and I think some of the things that maybe our membership doesn't realize is where some of the soy oil, some of this high oleic oil is going. We have some great partnerships with some companies that are putting it into like chainsaw oil and different types of lubricants like that. We also have a thing really developing in the dairy industry when it comes to high oleic soybeans and feeding the whole bean or a roasted bean to those dairy cows and really improving the quality of the milk and the component pricing. So that is a big, big driver right now that we're looking at. And obviously we need to do some more research and some more studies into that, but it really shows promising for those farmers that would be growing in big dairy areas. I think it really could be a game changer for them.
And when profit margins are stretched almost to a breaking point, farmers may be wondering if there's still benefit of a soybean checkoff and those dollars being invested coming off the top of their sales. Rob Ewalt talks about the latest study that was just released to show the return on investment from the checkoff.
You know, we're required by the act and the order that we have to do an economic evaluation every 4 to 5 years. And we just had one come out, and it shows that for every dollar that we're spending of the checkoff, that it's returning us about $12.30, which is a great return. I mean, I think any farmer would love to take that as a return. So it is working. Some people might question that number, but it's the best stuff that we have to work with. And I'm going to rely on the economists that are doing that.
And Ewalt says the industry has come a long way since the checkoff started.
I tell you what, the way I started was at the state level and just reaching out and starting to attend some of those state meetings that they put out there where they can educate you on what's happening and try to get you involved. And it is an eye-opening experience that I can attest to, that when I got on, I wasn't quite sure what soybean checkoff did. And I can tell you that by being involved, that it made me a heck of a lot better farmer than I ever would have been had I not been involved in this organization. So it gives back greatly. It is a time commitment, and you just got to choose your level that you want to get involved.
We thank Rob Ewalt, Iowa farmer and USB Executive Committee member, for joining us on Profit Matters. I'm Dustin Huffman.